B'shem Kol Yisrael. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Chayei Sarah, Rav Nevin Saul shares a really inspiring idea. He asks a simple question. We know that Eved Avraham, or Eliezer as he's known in the rabbinic tradition, goes to find a wife for Yitzchak, and he asks for a sign from God. If this girl acts with kindness and gives water to my animals, and that's a sign from God that she is the new mother of the Jewish people. That's all great. But was that just a random sign? Like, God, if three squirrels fly out of the sky? Or is there something deeper going on? Is there some sort of connection? So Rav Nevinsel says, obviously, Rivka's act of chesed is connected to Avram's act of chesed. Because Avram was a super chesed type of guy. He didn't just do what was expected. He ran on a hot day and prepared a lavish feast for those Arabs who had turned out to be angels. And the Torah describes many times the fastness, the alacrity, which he showed in order to show love towards his guests. And Rivka displays that same midah. The Torah describes many times the fastness that she showed when she ran to bring water to the animals, going way above and beyond. You can imagine her dripping with sweat because she so much wanted to do chesed. And that's why Rivka gets to be the mother of the Jewish people, because she manifests this loving kindness, which is really the pillar of being a Yid, of being davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through your actions. Not just regular chesed, but going above and beyond, showing it's truly from a place of love. You just do the standard, okay, you're doing the mitzvah, but when you go above and beyond, that's when you really show the love. And that's the connection between Rivka's act of chesed and Avram's act of chesed. Where do they get this idea from, to go above and beyond? Nevinsel suggests they get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, who goes above and beyond, giving us so many blessings, giving us delicious food, for example, when we could suffice for the just, you know, simple bread. But it's God is a lover, and we are emulating him most when we are lovers and givers. Just end off with one really cool connection. So Eliezer gives Rebecca, a Becca in Hebrew, which means it's a type of gold, I believe, as a nose ring. Where else have we heard this word Becca? Well, the Torah tells us that the Jewish people have to give a Becca legul gelet, which means in the mitzvah machatzit shekel, when the Jewish people are supposed to give a half a shekel towards building the Mishkan, they have to use a Becca, the same measurement. What's the idea? The idea is the Jewish people had to give, they had to contribute in order to build the Mishkan. And that, my friends, is also what Eliezer was hinting at to Rivka. The reason you're being chosen is because of your love of giving. So this week, my challenge for myself and for everyone is that we should do at least one act a day of super chesed, going above and beyond what people would expect us to do, purely out of love. May we be zocheh to find our soulmates and just spread a lot of love to the world. Have a great Shabbos. Have a great week from the Army base. Good Shabbos.